Greetings, friends. I'm John Haspel. This is a recording of my Thursday evening Dhamma talk on May 23rd, 2019. This talk is from the 20th chapter of the Dhammapada, known as the Magavaga. If you find benefit from this talk, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you. Peace. Tonight's talk is from the 20th chapter of the Dhammapada. Hey, down, boobs. Come on. Known as the Magavaga, as in all the chapters in the Dhammapada. It's a very simple and concise and direct but very profound teaching. This particular chapter, the Buddha emphasizes the importance of the singular path that he taught, the Eightfold Path, as the path to develop awakening. And when you hear the Buddha's, and this isn't just the Buddha continually reinforced that the only path he ever taught is this Eightfold Path, not another path, not a Bodhisattva path, not an engaged path, not a mantra path or a chanting path or a bowing path, an Eightfold Path. And it's a simple and direct path that if anybody engages, were to engage with it wholeheartedly, they would develop the understanding of a Buddha. That's the whole point of his teaching for 45 years. Buddha's words from the Magavaga. Here, lay down. My dog always likes to get in on the show a little bit. The Buddha's words from the Magavaga. The Eightfold Path is unsurpassed. Of all truths, the Four Noble Truths are incomparable. The noblest attainment is dispassion. The one who knows, meaning the Buddha, is foremost among teachers. There is only one path, the Eightfold Path. There is no other path for the purification of insight. When I read this in many other suttas where the Buddha continually reaffirms that his path is the Eightfold Path, it really, from that point of view, it's hard to understand how modern Buddhism has become so confused with infinite number of paths, and you have these people from the newest practitioner to the foremost world Buddhist leader claiming that any Buddhist path leads to the same destination. They're all one path. They're all taught by one person or all the Buddhas among all the Buddhas, whatever sense that makes. And none of that's, it's simply not true. It's simply not supported by the preserved teachings of the Buddha from the Sutta Pitaka. The Buddha taught this one path. And again, there is only one path, the Eightfold Path. There is no other path for the purification of insight. And again, the Buddha taught a very specific insight that is quite contrary to the modern insight movement. And it is a very specific insight into three marks of existence. And there's my entire website is focused on that. The Buddha continues, develop this path and you will abandon ignorance. Why would anyone want to substitute anything for this, for the teachings of a Buddha? The Buddha continues, the Eightfold Path is the path leading to the full understanding and cessation of individual contributions to suffering or dukkha. I have made known the path. I have made known the path I discovered for removing the thorn of craving. The path that he discovered for removing the thorn of craving. Lay down, boys. Awakened ones describe the path, but you alone must walk. Those well concentrated who walk this path are released from the bonds of Mara. That one line is so significant. Well concentrated. The Buddha taught a singular meditation method called modern verbiage is Shamatha Vipassana meditation. Not Vipassana, Shamatha Vipassana meditation, for the sole purpose of deepening concentration and for no other reason. And when you understand the Buddha's teachings, you can understand why he taught that, instead of all the infinite number of different methods that really aren't meditation at all. They're mostly contemplation and distraction. Understand this. All conditioned things that arise will pass away. So anything that we tend to or we want to cling to and attach ourselves to and hold on to, they're all going to pass away. They're all impermanent. understanding the impermanence of all things, the wise Dhamma practitioner ends clinging to views ignorant of Four Noble Truths and turns away from disappointment. In other words, if we don't want to be disappointed in our life anymore, it's up to us to turn away from the roots of that disappointment, which is ignorance of Four Noble Truths. This is my path to purification. Understand this. All conditioned things are not self. All conditioned things. What the Buddha means there is that even though we want to describe ourselves and define ourselves by our attachments and our views, they're all conditioned, and all conditioned things are not self. Understanding this, and I would say understanding this one point, the wise Dhamma practitioner ends clinging to views ignorant of Four Noble Truths and again turns away from disappointment. This is my path to purification. Understand this. All conditioned things are disappointing. Understanding this, the wise Dhamma practitioner ends clinging to views ignorant of Four Noble Truths and again turns away from disappointment. The Buddha reiterates once more, this is my path to purification. Though young and strong, they waste their lives through laziness and vanity. Such a person remains blind to the path. Let me read it again. Though young and strong, I know some people that are not so strong anymore, not so young, but they do waste their lives through laziness and vanity. That laziness and vanity doesn't necessarily mean you don't have any Buddhist practice. In fact, it's often exampled by modern Buddhist practices that allow for laziness, meaning you don't really have to do anything to change the way you think, and continued vanity, which is simply just continued conceit or eye-making. Such a person remains blind to the path. A person well-concentrated and mindful of thoughts, words, and deeds avoids hurting themselves and others. Purifying themselves through the Eightfold Path, they complete the path taught by this great sage. Wisdom rests on jhana. Jhana means concentration. So the Buddha is saying in this one sentence that if you want to develop wisdom where there was once ignorance, it rests on concentration, meaning a meditation practice whose sole purpose is deepening concentration. The Buddha continues, without jhana, wisdom simply fades, or it's never developed. I have known these two paths, one of progress, one of decline. The Buddha practice in his in the sutta where the Buddha describes, which is on the website, his own path to awakening. He traveled, I shouldn't say traveled, he developed dharmas that are remarkably similar to modern dharmas and rejected them. And this is why. One was progress, meaning the Eightfold Path, and one was simply continued decline. Develop jhana and increase wisdom. Develop jhana and increase wisdom. Cut down the forest of craving and the underbrush, but not the tree of truth. The forest of desire brings fear. Clear-cut desire, fear and delusion. Dispassion is nibbana. Nibbana means awakening, means that the fires of passion have been extinguished. As long as the underbrush of desire is maintained, the most subtle form of this stress, the stress of physical craving remains. It never satisfies. One's mind is in bondage to ignorant views like a sucking pig. Not a suckling pig, a sucking pig. I looked at that twice when I did the translation, and that's the accurate one. This one's mind is in bondage to ignorant views like a sucking pig. Abandon craving as one would remove an autumn lotus. An autumn lotus is one that has reached its peak and now it's faded. It needs to be removed so that a fresh lotus can grow in its place. Remain mindful and cultivate only one path to nibbana, the one made known, the Buddha's talking about, when made known by me. The fool plans for the seasons, meaning they're always in the future. The fool plans for the seasons while ignoring the danger of a living death. This is where the Buddha's and a lot of misunderstanding comes from. The Buddha taught that living in ignorance is like a living death. In other words, that was the living death. That deathless state doesn't imply immortality. It simply means that you've ended that living death of ignorance and you develop the deathless state of wisdom. The fool plans for the seasons while ignoring the danger of a living death. Death carries away the person clinging to worldly entanglements just as a great flood carries away a sleeping village. No friends or family can save one from that death of ignorance. The wise understand and hasten to clear the path to awaken. Meaning they don't get distracted by a lot of nonsense or what their friends and associates are doing. They clear the path to awakening. That's what I thought. That's the end of the sutta. I hope you found some benefit from this talk. And if you do, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. Thank you for listening. Peace. Thank you for listening. I rely on donations to support these talks. If you find benefit from these talks, please consider a donation at becoming-buddha.com. I welcome your questions and comments. To contact me and for guided meditations and instructions, Dhamma articles, recorded talks, and videos, please visit becoming-buddha.com. These talks are copyrighted and are distributed under a Creative Commons License 4.0. Peace.